You're listening to A Guide to Transcending Humanity here on KUSF, USF student-run radio station. I'm your host, The Truth, an oncorporeal being here to share with you some techniques that you can use so that you too can become a non-corporeal being. That's right. If you're listening to this, that's because you've enrolled in my step-by-step program on how to transcend humanity. Like this may, as this term may show, on the show each week, I tell you a step in the program. Last week, we actually had some experts on who shared with us some anti-grounding techniques. So the opposite of a grounding technique for anxiety, an anti-grounding technique would remove you further from reality so that you can transcend. And this week, I'm going to be sharing with you another technique. So why might you want to transcend humanity? A few reasons are that you can unlock access to some of the world's greatest universal mysteries, like why onions make you cry, or why the golden ratio is so present in nature. Additionally, non-corporeal beings do not have to pay taxes, so that is a big plus for being a non-corporeal being. This week, we're going to be talking about tulpas. And that's because if you've been a long-time listener, or if you haven't been listening, a few weeks ago, I had to attend to some interdimensional chores. I can't explain that to you. That's just too storied for this program. Maybe one day I'll tell you my interdimensional stories. But I had to take a brief hiatus from the program. And during that time, my nemesis, the facts, stole some of my listeners and told them the wrong information. And that's because I was absent from you. And I'm so sorry for that. So I thought that I would add something into the program so that you would be able to continue to transcend humanity even when the program is not present, so you don't lose any of your progress. And that's why we're talking about tulpas, which in short are kind of like a advanced version of an imaginary friend. We're going to get into tulpas way more throughout the show after some music. But keep that in mind as you listen to the next few songs. Coming up first is a new single from the Manchester-based band Maruja, and this song is called Circe. Maruja is known for taking punk and then somehow like perfectly weaving a saxophone player into the mix, and they have like a lot of saxophone solos. It works really well, and it creates a kind of punk music that's also like atmospheric and beautiful. They're very, very cool to see live. They're actually coming to San Francisco, or to Oakland, actually, this fall. So stay tuned for that if you like this song. And then after that, you're going to hear a song by the Orioles called The Instrument. But first, Maruja, here on your guide to transcending humanity. More on tulpas in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
That song you just heard was The Instrument by The Orioles. Before that was Birds Are Gone by Stale Brain. And even before that was Searsha by Maruja, who is coming to San Francisco on a tour in October, by the way, if you enjoyed that song. You're currently listening to A Guide to Transcending Humanity, which is a show where, week by week, I explain to you a step in the step-by-step program on how you may transcend humanity. Just like me, your friendly, disembodied, non-corporeal being, the truth. In addition to this step that I will be explaining to you each week, the music that is played is tuned to just the right frequency to start breaking up the atoms in your body to separate your soul or your aura from your mortal form so that you may transcend. This just in, a new dimension has been created in the non-corporeal space called the peanut butter dimension, where you can go and be one with peanut butter. Apparently, there's all sorts of new things happening up in higher dimensions and in the non-corporeal space to get excited about. This week, we're talking about the next step in the program, which is how to create an advanced form of an imaginary friend, basically, so that it can be with you every step of the way to help guide you towards transcending, even when I'm not here to explain to you how to transcend. So this being could be called a tulpa, which is a term that was first found on the internet on like forum-based websites like Reddit or 4chan. However, a little known fact is that tulpas actually originated from the community of disembodied beings who then shared it onto forums like Reddit. And so what a tulpa is a creature that exists in your head, and you know it's only in your head. At least you know it's not in this present reality on our mortal plane that you can talk to in your head. And so what we're going to be doing today is explaining to you how you can create one so that it can help you remember all of the tools you've been given to transcend humanity at all times of the day, every point in your life, even when there's no one to guide you, like on this Guide to Transcending Humanity. So now that we have explained what a tulpa is, we're going to work on the first step of creating a tulpa, which is character design. So you need to be able to visualize what you want your imaginary friend who's going to guide you to look like, which is a little ironic because, you know, it's guiding you toward being a thing without a body. So it's kind of funny to think of what it looks like. But if it's going to help you create this imaginary being, then think about what it looks like in your head. So to give you some ideas for how to craft its look and base its personality, I'm going to be playing different moods of music to kind of guide you towards what you think you want your tulpa to be like. So during the next few songs, these are all going to be kind of faster punk songs in case you want a higher energy, angrier tulpa. So again, during the next few songs, meditate on what you want your imaginary friend who's going to guide you to transcending to look like. Coming up next is a song by an 80s Tokyo-based band called Sakiri, which translates to dysentery, apparently. But get this, this band called Dysentery is actually composed of a bunch of 13-year-old girls, which is crazy. But the music is really cool. I can't translate the title of this song, but it's the third one on their album. And then after that song, you're going to hear a song by TV on the Radio called Laser Ray. Here on your Guide to Transcending Humanity, meditate on your tulpa while you listen to Sakiri.